This is Penryn Quarry, once the largest slate quarry in the world. And slate is still being quarried here to this day. You can see that the mark on the local landscape is pretty dramatic. The main pit is almost 1 mile long, and it is as deep as 370 metres in places. It's Goliath in mining terms, and once employed as many as 3,000 workers, labouring away at its many layered galleries. This system of working the various galleries of rock was an efficient way to enable vast numbers of workers to quarry the same vein at various heights, and at one time over 100,000 tonnes of slate was estimated to be mined yearly. The men who laboured here worked in strenuous and often dangerous conditions. Accidents were common, fatalities too. Heavy machinery, together with rock falls and the constant hazard of transporting the slate, meant that a quarryman's life was, to say the least, difficult. Perhaps then it's no surprise that sooner or later, the quarry would become famous for an altogether different reason. Here, some of the most bitter and protracted disputes in the history of manual labour took place. By the 1880s, the profit margins on the quarry were very low indeed, and by September 1896, the workers laid down their tools and walked out for almost a whole year. But Lord Penryn, unrepentant, simply used the situation to dismiss workers who had organised the strike. Lord Penryn's vast wealth and that of his inheritors put them constantly at odds with the workers, and in 1900, strikes came again. The most protracted and bitter labour dispute in the history of trade unionism lasted 3 years and became known as the Great Strike of Penryn. It's left many quarrymen and their families broken and destitute. But in 1964, the quarry finally passed from the Pennant family hands and was run until 2007 by Alfred McAlpine PLC and then the Lagan Group. Penryn Quarry is rich both in the heritage of our industrial and social past, its vast workings telling a story both compelling and tragic, a story built from determination, blood, sweat and tears. And the town of Bethesda, which grew up along the post road from 1821 to house the quarrymen and their families, is a great example of a Victorian industrial town. And this is a fine place to officially end our audio trail. But you can extend your cycle ride by following Lord Penryn's 18th century turnpike to Llanogwen and enjoy the views of Thomas Telford's Road on the other side of the valley. Or are you brave enough to leave your bike for a while to ride the largest zip wire in the Northern Hemisphere that hangs over the main pit at Penryn Quarry? Or why not visit Penryn Castle we mentioned just outside Bangor? There you will find railway engines connected with the quarry railway. We hope you've enjoyed this cycle trail, and please do look out for the other trails in this series. The Our Heritage project is led by Gwynedd Council, in partnership with Conwy Council, Snowdonia National Park Authority and partners. It is part of the Heritage Tourism project led by Cadw, and is part funded by the European Regional Development Fund through the Welsh Government.